We definitely are going to be hearing from you after you hear what happened with Alex and a listener this past weekend. So you're out doing errands or just hanging out. What happened?
Yeah, I went to the mall a couple times over the weekend, just getting starting to get my Christmas shopping underway. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the food court eating, this woman came up to me and started talking to me, and she loves the show and said a bunch of really nice things about the show. And so I just saw that she had kids with her. So I was like, oh, are you so excited? You know, what did you ask Santa for Christmas and all this? And the mom said, well, I told Santa what they want for Christmas. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, what'd you tell him? And she's like, well, I told Santa to bring them cardboard boxes. And I thought she was kidding at first, but she was like dead serious. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, kids, a lot of times they get all these toys and then they don't really play with them. They love playing, you know, just in empty boxes of toys. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, I've seen that before. And I was like, so your kids don't like to play toys? She's like, no, my kids like playing with toys, but I just figured this year, save a little money, tell Santa to save time, give other kids presents, and that my kids can just have some cardboard boxes. And her kids were, they were toddler preschool age, so they weren't babies. They definitely would be able to appreciate and be excited about opening gifts for Christmas. You know what I mean? So I just thought that was shocking, but she just brought up like, well, kids, I think, will be happy either way. They don't know what they don't have. So if Santa doesn't bring my kids presents, they're not going to know the difference anyway. I'm just going to have them open empty boxes and be like, yay, play with your boxes.
But is that what they asked Santa for? Like, did they ask Santa? Hey, can
I don't know
I have...
that they've necessarily asked for anything. She just told me she went ahead and told Santa.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Well... So that made me think, man, this woman is either the smartest mom ever. She's, you know, getting with Santa to save some money for Christmas. And she's, you know, coming up with a less high maintenance idea for gifts to do with Santa. Or she is the meanest mom ever.
I would have to say she's the meanest mom ever. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom is just terrible. This is what I think of when you tell me this story.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what his mom sounds like.
Mommy and Daddy
are cheap.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but
And that's what I was wondering. If the kids were bad, then yeah, the mom should tell Santa, hey, Santa, they might be on your naughty list.
She didn't say that they were bad. She just said, let's just do something more simple, Santa. Let's just do boxes.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Is this a smart mom, or is she kind of being a mean one? Is she being a little bit of a Grinch? We'll find out what you think next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think this mom is amazing. I agree with her.
No way.
Absolutely. I have a 1-year-old daughter, and when I tell you, my condo is ran over, it's run over with thousands of toys. Oh, let me tell you what she plays with. All the bags, all the boxes. She doesn't play with the toys. She looks at them for a second, but she's running towards the cardboard boxes and the things that make noise, which is plastic. Bad, things of that nature.
Wow, Ashley, I can't believe that. By the way, we're putting you on the naughty list for being on speakerphone or Bluetooth because it's impossible to hear you. But thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Destiny. She is on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Is this like a really smart mom or kind of a mean move?
This really is kind of like a real mean mom. I really believe in the joy of Christmas. So at least maybe buy the kids at least one present apiece. I mean, they're just kids.
Right. I mean, that's what I was thinking.
The joy of Christmas is supposed to be the smile on your kids' face when they open up presents on Christmas time. So I really think this is just really a mean move.
All right. Hey, thank you, Destiny, for calling in. Now, Liv, the web girl, you've got, three sisters and their parents. I mean, do they do anything like this?
No, so they definitely shower all their children with gifts, and my parents, their grandparents do. But honestly, I think this is kind of smart. I mean, I don't have kids, so I really don't know. But I will say the past 3 Christmases, my nieces and nephews had played with the boxes and the wrapping paper and bows way more than the toys.
This is just because you don't want to have to spend the money of yours to buy them a gift. I mean, be honest here. It's a cop out. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You heard the story. Is his mom really smart, or is she kind of like the Grinch?
No, I think she's really smart. So growing up, my parents, like, we didn't have a lot of money, but they always ended up splurging and getting me toys. But I always ended up playing with the boxes instead. That's probably, like, my favorite memory. My parents and I would sit around, and we would, like, turn the boxes into houses and little cars and make, like, little villages and stuff. And we just cleaned out an entire third floor of our attic of all of my toys growing up that I barely remember playing with.
Interesting. So you think this was smart of this mom to tell Santa to do this?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I don't think that she's not going to get them a gift at all. Like, I'm sure that...
Well, that's what she said.
You got to think about it. There's somebody else in the family who's getting them something.
All right.
They're going to get something for Christmas.
I hope you're right.
Even if it's just a box, come on. They get to have the memory of playing with all their siblings.
It's terrible.
Maybe it's going to be like a living gingerbread house.
Let me tell you something. When I was 3 years old, my parents didn't have a lot of money, and they gave me an orange under the tree, and I was pissed, and I'm still pissed.
I was going to say, is that why? Okay, now it all makes sense.
That's all that happened. That's all they gave. They said, sorry, Santa couldn't bring you any toys, and this is all that you get for mom and dad. That's it.
Is that why you hate fruit so much?
That's also why I hate fruit.